Well, back in 1981, synth pop band The Human League broke up on the eve of a European tour. Singer-songwriter Phil Oakey overcame the daunting dilemma when he spotted two teenagers dancing at a Sheffield nightclub. Susan Ann Sully and Joanne Catherall got permission from their parents to tour with Oakey, and the rest is history. The Human League have been at the forefront of touring electronic pop music for more than 40 years, and they'll be here in New Zealand in February. I spoke with Philip Oakey just before they went on tour to Spain.
Hello, we are not available now. Please leave your name and phone number after the beep.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. How you doing? I didn't know what phone it was going to turn up, so I was running around listening to Now That Phones Don't Live in One Place.
Phil Oakey or Philip Oakey? Which do you prefer?
Mostly people call me Philip, but it doesn't worry me a lot.
RNZ News. Kia ora, ko Susanna Le Atawa aho. Interest deductibility is to be restored for landlords. The previous government removed the ability for landlords to offset their interest expenses against their income for tax purposes, in the hope it would help first home buyers. But Associate Finance Minister David Seymour says the costs were inevitably passed on to tenants, and restoring interest deductibility will ease pressure on rents. Landlords will be able to claim back 80% from the 1st of April and 100% from April 2025. An Auckland property owners group says restoring mortgage interest deductibility is a huge relief, while Labour says the government can't guarantee landlords will pass on the savings. New Green Party co-leader Chloe Swarbrick says the public will have to wait and see how her leadership style will differ to her predecessor James Shaw. Ms Swarbrick was unanimously chosen to co-lead the party with 169 votes from party delegates. The other candidate, Alex Foulkes, received zero. She says she will be planning a leadership strategy with co-leader Marama Davidson over the next few days, but that the public will already have a feeling of her strategy based on her 6.5 years in Parliament. Joining me right now from Te Wai Pounamu, poet Ati Tepa. Tēnā koe, Ati.
Tēnā koe, Susanna. Good to be here.
Kei te pai, kei te pai. How was your morning down there? Did you get up early?
I did. We went down to Tuhura, down to the Dunedin Museum, and we stood out on the lawn for the ceremony. It's beautiful, and it's a beautiful day down here today.
Now, you are usually at home in Ruatoki, but now you are currently resident at Kaka Point in the crib, the batch of the late Hone Tuwhare. Can you tell us what takes you there? Te Waka o Te Rangi, composed by Dame Gillian Whitehead, performed by the NZ Trio with Horomono Horo playing Kuo'o Ponga Iho. RNZ National, Matariki Morning. I'm Susanna Le Atawa. It's 11:08. Composer Dame Gillian Whitehead has been commissioned by the Dunedin Symphony Orchestra to write a new work. Ngā Whetū o Matariki, Stars of Matariki. It will be performed for the first time next weekend at the Kings and Queens Performing Arts Centre in Dunedin. And Dame Gillian joins us now from Portobello on the Otago Peninsula. Tēnā koe, Dame Gillian.
Tēnā koe, Susanna.
Now, the short forecast from Met Service to midnight tomorrow on RNZ Concert. Northland, Auckland and Coromandel mainly fine. Cloud increasing tomorrow. Waikato to Kapiti, including Central High Country. Fine today, mostly cloudy tomorrow with patchy morning drizzle. Scattered showers developing from Taranaki southwards later in the day. Bay of Plenty, Gisborne, Hawke's Bay, Wairarapa and Wellington. Mainly fine. Chance of a shower or two in Wellington and Wairarapa tomorrow afternoon and evening. Nelson and Marlborough mainly fine. Isolated showers tomorrow, clearing later in the day. Buller and Westland, mainly fine today. A period of rain tomorrow, followed by a few showers north of the glaciers. Fiordland, patchy drizzle turning to rain tonight, with heavy falls. Rain clearing tomorrow morning. Canterbury, Otago and Southland mainly fine today. Scattered rain developing in Southland tonight, spreading elsewhere tomorrow morning, then clearing in Southland and Otago. Chatham Islands, cloudy periods, showers developing tomorrow afternoon. You're listening to RNZ Concert, funded through New Zealand On Air.